the entire ag sector was disappointed when Congress was unable to pass a 2012 farm bill, instead settling on a partial extension of the 2008 farm bill that did not cover all of our commodities needs. And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack admits that one of those areas left a bit shortchanged was specialty crops, but says he is optimistic that our growers will see the programs they need when a new five-year farm bill is finally agreed upon.
Obviously, there would have been significant resources and increased resources for specialty crops in the 2012 bill that passed the Senate and the one that was at least being considered by the House. That didn't happen, but that doesn't mean that the advocates for specialty crops are any less aggressive in their efforts in 2013. I think Chairwoman Stabenow is very focused on this, and I suspect that the Senate version of this bill will continue to strongly promote specialty crop production.
But in order for that to happen, Vilsack says specialty crop producers, as well as everyone involved in the ag sector, must educate congressional leaders and the rest of the nation regarding the role agriculture plays in our economy.
We will continue to educate the rest of the country about the importance of this farm bill as it relates to ordinary folks out there in America. We need to do a better job at USDA and frankly throughout all of agriculture, throughout all the commodity groups, of educating people about what rural America does for the rest of the country and why it's important that the rest of the country be as committed to getting a farm bill done this year as the farmers are.
Of course, that new deadline for a new farm bill is now set for the end of September. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.